Conditional use number 2592, Solstice DE Dev Company LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2592 for Solstice DE Devco LLC for a solar energy facility in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes for a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the Sussex County residents. Number two, the solar array will be located on approximately 58.45 acres of a larger 85.3 acre tract. The array area complies with all the code requirements for separation distances and setbacks from property lines and dwellings. Number three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was a testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is surrounded on three sides by land used for agricultural purposes, including poultry houses. The fourth side is wooded. Number five, this application generally complies with section 115-172I of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Number six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on the area roadways, and DelDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There is no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repairs of the solar panels. Number seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Number eight, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in section 115-172I of the zoning code and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan is clearly shown the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence to comply with the height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 30-foot-wide landscape buffer strip, often of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum distance of 50 feet from all property lines. Furthermore, there shall be a forested buffer planted along the boundary of the parcel adjacent to Hickory Hill Road, except for the access and entryway where the utility and stormwater infrastructures prevent maintenance of a vegetated or forested buffer, as well as along the portion of the side of the adjacent parcels 54 and 158, where the existing woodlands are not proposed to be maintained. The buffer shall be 30 foot wide and consist of 10 evergreen trees per 100 linear feet. Additionally, the existing woodlands located on the property of the north side of the array area outside of the limits of the disturbance line shall be maintained to the greatest extent practicable. This landscaped buffer shall use existing vegetation or shall be planted with evergreen vegetation that serves as a screen while not impeding the use of a solar array facility. The location and types of the vegetation used within the buffer area shall be included in a landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, as proffered by the applicant to offset the impact of the woodland clearing, it shall donate to the Sussex County Land Trust, SCLT, funding for reforestation at the ratio of 3 acres reforested for every 2 acres of forest cleared, at a rate of $3,000 per acre of reforestation, subject to final unappealable site plan approval. F, the solar panels and array area shall be located at least 200 feet from any dwelling on neighboring properties, with the nearest dwelling situated 207.6 feet away. G, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site at least 200 feet from any dwelling on neighboring properties. H, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. J, there are approximately 5.02 acres of wetlands on the property located on the south side of Hickory Hill Road that shall remain undisturbed. K, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. L, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a final financial security to ensure that the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety through the life of the conditional use. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2592, Solstage DE Dev Company, LLC. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.